Welcome to the Motivational Medium Podcast. I'm Anne-Marie Lord, a psychic medium, author, and the founder of the Motivational Medium Academy. On this podcast, we'll explore intriguing topics such as mediumship, psychic abilities, and the amazing idea that we all have intuition within us. Whether you're a believer, skeptic, or somewhere in between, get ready to unlock your extraordinary potential as we discover the supernatural world together. If you want your questions featured on the show, be sure to join my tribe by subscribing to my newsletter at annemarielord.com. Let's go. Hi, lovely. Welcome to the podcast. Today, I want to talk to you about psychic protection. Now, I know we've been over this before, but today's podcast is a little bit different. Psychic protection isn't just all about crystals and white light. Psychic protection is a lot more deeper than that. It's about protecting your energy from others, if you like, and outside situations. Now, you will hear me talk quite often about, you know, putting people in the fucking buckets, not getting involved in social media, that kind of stuff. But this stuff is actually quite real. This is all about protecting your energy. You know, psychic protection always brings to mind for me about white light, meditation, energy protection, crystals, salt, smudging, all the things that I do probably on a daily basis. However, this is going a little bit extra. You know, well, I am called Motivational Medium. So this is going that little bit more. How do we protect ourselves from the negativity, from situations? How do we feel drained when we're around certain people? How do we stop feeling drained when we've been to work or when we've been around even family members? How do we stop feeling this lowness, if you like? And it's by a certain type of psychic protection. So we've gone through in one of the episodes all about the crystals and the smudging and everything else. But I want to talk to you today about protecting and building your energy from the inside out. So if you think about what psychic protection is or what energy protection is, it's just about protecting your energy. But if your energy is low, it's so easy for things to upset you. It's so easy for people to annoy you. It's so easy for you to get triggered. It's so easy for you to get sad. So imagine building your energy and making your energy high. That's what I want to talk to you about today. This is coming from the inside out, not using external stuff like white lights and crystals and salts and smudge and stuff like that to protect your energy. Let's protect our minds and our energy from the inside out. So as I say to everyone, if you've got like negativity around you, you know, it could be people, it could be even your job. You know, I worked in palliative care for 12 years. So you can imagine all the negativity that was around that because of the sadness, really. Should we call it negativity? Or I might just call it sadness. There was a lot of sadness around my job. There was a lot of people who were grieving for people who were going to pass. The people who I seen who were ill, they were grieving for a life that they thought they were going to have and they were no longer going to be able to achieve their goals and dreams. So there was lots and lots of sadness going on there. And the one way I think I was able to stay within that realm and stay focused, if you like, was to work on my energy. And my energy at that time was gratitude, again, as I've always done gratitude for a long time. But it was also a lot of meditation, a lot of salt baths, that was the external, and the crystals and the white light, that was a given. I used to do that all the time. But it was about building your energy from the inside to protect from all this sadness. Because can you imagine the situations that I'd gone into and was going into on a daily basis? people ranging from the ages to 1 to 105. It was a beautiful and amazing job, but it was also a very sad job. So I had to work on my energy from the inside. I've also written on my list what I wanted to talk to you about today. It was also loudness. Now, some of you might know what I'm talking about here, and some might think, loudness, what is she talking about? You know, if you're quite a sensitive soul, when you go into a room and someone is really, really larger than life and loud, I used to come out feeling quite frazzled. Now, people think I'm quite loud or I'm out there, and I don't know. That's okay. But if I went into a room and someone, and I still do it now, you know, if I meet someone on holiday or if I'm in a place or on a course with someone and someone is really loud, it sort of takes my breath away a little bit. And so it's about protecting your energy from that as well. And if you raise your vibration, your energy isn't so low to be overwhelmed with that loudness. I hope that makes sense. So think about your energy. Think about building your positivity. I always talk about the resets. This is quite similar. When you take yourself away from negativity, hateful, harmful energy, then it's a game changer. Your life changes. Now, I know a lot of you want to go straight away to, oh, well, my wife's quite negative, so how do I take myself away from her? Or my husband is, or my brother, or my sister, or my auntie, or my uncle, or whoever it is, one of my kids. You know, how do I do that? Well, when your energy is high, you'll be able to deal with the people close to you. So let me take you to something what I'm talking about here. So we need to raise your vibration to keep your energy high to deal with the people who are close to us. So we start taking out the things that we can take out. So we'll take out the news. It's a given. Do not watch the news. It's hyped emotional information, shall I say, for want of a nice word. Yeah, I never watch the news. Okay. Some people say, oh, you stick your head in the sand. I don't care. I like the sand. It's nice down here. Yeah. I never watch the news because I don't like my energy and how I feel after I've watched the news. So I don't watch it. The other thing I want to say, so we can take the news out. It's easy. It's easier than taking your wife or your husband out. So take the news out. Yeah. Then we want to take out the social media. So some people might say, well, I quite like social media. And so do I. We've all got a little bit of nosiness in us, yeah? But what I'm saying to you is take out the social media that serves you no purpose. You know, if you're in social media and you find there's a group on there and they're always ranting and raving and they're always, you know, screaming and shouting and you just feel absolutely triggered when you've watched them or seen them or been in that group, and next minute you feel yourself is getting involved in this group and you want to say something too. Delete the group. Take yourself out of it. It serves you no purpose and you might need that energy to deal with a family member. So get rid of the social media group that triggers you. Okay? So we get rid of that one. Getting involved in other people's problems. Now, what I mean by this is when you're sitting in a group, it could be your friends, it could be your family, whatever it is, it could even be your work. Getting involved in other people's problems. It's not your business and it's not your problem. Don't take it on. If you're getting paid to sit and listen to someone, then listen to them. If it's a counselling job, make sure you keep your energy high. But if it's your friend and she needs to speak to you, then that's different. Do you know what I mean? That is you being there supporting your friend. You've got the energy to do that because you've come off social media groups and you've also stopped watching the news. So you're with me. You're starting to understand where I'm going with this. We've got one big ball of energy. Save it for where it's needed. But if I'm talking about listening to other people's problems in a group setting where people are just having a go or, you know, it's nothing to do with you, don't get involved. It just absolutely drains your energy. And the other thing is like getting involved in these groups and these rants, and then you see people starting to bully people. And, you know, we've all seen it. It's absolutely horrendous. It's like, really? Okay. You know, and these people, they won't know you. Like, you've heard me talk in the past on the podcasts about judgment from others. You know, these people don't know you, you don't know them, but next minute they're actually affecting your life. You go into bed of a night, you can't stop thinking of the conversation that you've just had on Facebook. Whoa, how much wasted energy is that? You are not protecting your energy if you get involved in all this stuff. Imagine you're out with a group of friends and then they start talking about somebody. Change the subject. It's not a good energy to be sitting in. You know, your energy is like having a house of your life. And you've got your windows in there and you've got your door and you've got your door shut. You've got a fly screen on there, a security door. And imagine opening all the windows, all the doors. Let's just take all the windows out totally. Let's not have any windows in there. Let's have four corners and a roof. And your energy will just seep out into things that don't concern you so that you've got no energy to deal with the things and the situations that will arise within your life and the people that you need to deal with and be around. I hope that makes sense. Situations will arise in your life. You will need your energy. Don't give it away to situations and people and social media and the news who don't deserve it. Psychic protection isn't just about crystals and isn't just about smudging and white light and guided meditations. They are all amazing, by the way. But psychic protection is about protecting your energy. I remember someone saying to me one time, I'm an empath. And I said, okay, why are you looking so sad? This is actually a good thing. And they said, yeah, but I feel everybody's energy. And I said, so does everybody else. My husband will feel negative if he watches the news. He mightn't be an empath. Being a really highly intuitive person is a good thing. It's not a bad thing. But you've still got to put your windows together and shut your doors and protect yourself. I hope that's made sense today. So switch off the news. Switch off the social media groups that are always fighting with each other. If there's people on social media that are triggering you, or you get on there and it makes you not feel good, or they're going on about certain situations, block them, delete them, you know, hide their conversations. It's easy. You do not have to listen to this. Your job is to protect you. Let's play it like this. Do it for a week. Switch off the news for a week. Switch off the notifications from all these groups that you see that are getting involved in ranting and raving and arguing with each other. Hide conversations from the people that trigger you just for a week. And drop me a line on Instagram, Facebook. Instagram's AnneMarieLord_. Facebook is AnneMarieLord. Or you can email me at AnneMarie@AnneMarieLord.com. And let me know, how different has your life been? Or what differences have you noticed since you've decided to switch off the news, switch off the social media stuff, not get involved in conversations in work or in groups, not get involved in negativity, negative conversations, like slagging each other off, that kind of thing, change the subject, walk away, and let me know how your energy feels. Have the best day and the best week, and I'll see you soon. And don't forget, as I always say, if you want to develop more of yourself, of your confidence, stop the worrying, get rid of the A word that I always call thoughts, then you can jump on my website and jump on the new online course. AnneMarieLord.com is the website, and the new course is The Grateful Three Approach to Mastering Your Mind. Or you can even listen to my book. It's on all major sites. If you've got Spotify and you're a paid subscriber, you can download it on there for free because you're a paid subscriber. You can also download it on Audibles, or it's on Amazon, or you can order a signed copy from my office And if you're in Australia, I'll send it straight to your home with a little message from me as well. So have the best week, and I will talk to you all soon. See you next time. Thank you for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this show. It's important to note that while I'm here to inspire, encourage, and guide you, I'm not a psychologist, psychiatrist, or a doctor. Join me again in 2 weeks for more captivating revelations on the supernatural. Remember to be in with a chance to have your questions answered on the podcast. Subscribe to my newsletter at amrielord.com. Stay in the tribe to vibe. I appreciate you guys. See you next time.